السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فلبث فيهم ألف سنة إلا 50 عاما صدق الله العلي العظيم. Yesterday I left off with us to ponder upon, subhanAllah, how many years Nuh alayhi salam called his people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a lesson for us to understand that no matter how hopeless we may feel about a certain individual, we should never stop inviting them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, at the end of the day, hidayah is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just to understand why Nuh alayhi salam was called Nuh, as we mentioned earlier, it means to mourn. He used to mourn, and he used to feel sad, and he used to grieve over the sins of his people. And he used to cry so much to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the du'as of Nuh alayhi salam, but I really want us to hear it, so we can genuinely feel a little bit of what Nuh alayhi salam must have felt at that time. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Nuh, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. Oh Allah, I have called my people, لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا, in the night, in the day, all day long. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. My calling them, nothing has happened. The only thing that has happened is they go more and more away from me. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. And subhanAllah, every time I call to them, you know, there's a program in the masjid. I tell them there's a program in the masjid. Come listen, come hear, come learn. This is what they do. They put their fingers in their ears. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear me, O Allah. وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ. Then they take their clothes and they cover themselves. They don't even want to see me. They just don't want to have anything to do with this deen of yours. وَأَصَرُّوا. And they're just adamant upon their sin. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا. And they're very arrogant. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Then Allah, I called them in open, in front of everybody. I made announcements, I invited them to you. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. I even called them in secret and tried to have conversations with them. Nothing changed. No matter how much I spoke to them, O Allah, nothing changed. You know what ended up happening? Then they said to Nuh alayhi salam, this is in Surah Nuh, but in a different place, Surah Hud, we read this yesterday. قَالُوا يَا نُوْ قَدْ جَادَلْتَنَا أَكْثَرْتَنَا جِدَالَنَا. Oh Nuh, you've argued with us enough. You've been telling us about Allah, you've been telling us about this and that, and we need to follow Allah, or if we die before we accept Allah, that we're going to have to answer to Allah. All these claims you make, then bring that punishment that you so keep threatening us with. What is Nuh alayhi salam's response? Father of the Sunni, imagine. Allah, what can I do? Help me against them. Help me against those who reject, who call me a liar, who insult me. Help me against them. SubhanAllah, a very dangerous place to be. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears the dua of the righteous. Nobody isn't here with us today. But people like you, similar to them, are here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who are the inheritors of the Prophet? Who are the inheritors of the Prophets? The scholars. When people belittle those who serve the deen in any capacity, we don't know their relationship with Allah. They didn't think Nuh alayhi salam was a prophet. You have a person who preaches the deen, and you have people, they don't think they're righteous. They don't think that, right? They don't think they're connected to Allah. They think they know better than them. So they mock them. When Nuh alayhi salam made that dua, oh Allah, help me. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh alayhi salam at that point, oh Nuh, وَأُوْهِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنُ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا قَدْ آمَنَ. From this day on, no one's going to accept Iman after this. Don't worry about it anymore. The time for your message is completed. I have made my decision. I've given them so much time, and they don't want to accept. That's it. I've made my decision. I'm going to take care of them. Nuh alayhi salam, seeing the condition of these people, there are some stories that are written about how they treated Nuh alayhi salam and how even a child who's so innocent, doesn't know anything, but even a child would mock and throw things at Nuh alayhi salam. So when Nuh alayhi salam sees this situation, we know there's a dua that Nuh alayhi salam makes. It's quoted in Surah Nuh. قَالَ نُوحٌ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Oh Allah, don't leave any disbeliever on the earth. Wipe them all up. إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. Because if you leave them, then they only produce sinning, disbelieving children. Because this was the situation of that time where Nuh alayhi salam, even children of that time would mock him and throw things at him. And this is what the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Oh no, after this, don't worry about propagating your deen anymore. That's it. Message is done. وَصْنَا الْفُلْ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْدِنَا وَلَا تُخَاطِرُ لِهِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Oh no, build a ship. Build an ark. I want you to understand this. Here Nuh alayhi salam is going to build a huge, massive ship. Where's the water? There's no water around. But he's going to build it anyways. Hear unique words of Allah. When Allah Ta'ala tells Nuh alayhi salam to build this ark, he says, بِعَيُنِنَا وَوَحْنِنَا. Here's a lesson for anyone who wants to teach someone something. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh alayhi salam, build this ark under our supervision and with our plans. You want to teach someone, you want your child to learn, it comes with instructions and it comes with supervision. If you want your child to learn and you say, here's the tablet, go figure it out. But no supervision. We all know what happens. We all know what happens. Children see so many different things. So here we learn something very unique, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh alayhi salam to build it, he said, build it with our supervision and with our instructions. Now, here's another lesson we need to understand from this. First thing that I said was that there was no water around it. This is what they used to make fun of Nuh alayhi salam about. What are you building a ship for all over here? You're going to carry it on your back? How are you going to push it? You and your people, you and your 40 people are going to come and you're going to push it? That's what they're doing, right? They're mocking you. Remember one thing about Allah. Allah Ta'ala tells us, when it comes to this dunya, You can't sit on your couch and expect Allah Ta'ala to send down your rizq. We know this. We are always told to adopt the asbab, the means, to gain sustenance. Means to go to work. Food is not gonna come to you on your you know, table or wherever you eat. Your wife has to cook it, okay? It doesn't magically appear. So it's an appreciation. Allah Ta'ala tells us, when it comes to this dunya, we are responsible for adopting asbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is it. That rule doesn't apply to Allah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nuh alayhi salam, I'm going to build a ship. I want you to build a ship. Don't worry about the water. That's my problem. I'll take care of it. I'll make the ship flow. Now how is this so important? Because when Allah Ta'ala tells him to build it, Allah Ta'ala also tells him, إِنَّا لَبُرَكُونَ. That those who are huduzun, those who don't, who believe, don't believe in you, don't talk to me about them. Don't ask me anything about them. I'm going to drown them. Now Nuh alayhi salam could have been like, how's that gonna happen? There's all these people. How are you gonna get them all to run into the water and drown themselves? Allah Ta'ala doesn't need Islam. He does whatever He wants, however He wants. And this is the difference between one who has tawakkul in Allah and one who doesn't. What does tawakkul mean? Tawakkul does not mean you sit down and you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you from the heavens. Tawakkul means you adopt the means, you try your best, but when you ask Allah, you know Allah doesn't need to adopt the means. Oh Allah, I want this to happen. Oh Allah, I want this. Oh Allah, I want that. Now in your mind, you're thinking, it's impossible for me to get. I don't have the money. I don't have the job. I don't have the education, whatever it might be. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you trust in Allah, oh Allah, whatever I do have, I'm going to adopt. As for the rest, I trust in you. And this is what it means to have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is a great example of having tawakkul in Allah? There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِنْ مَالِ وَكَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِنْ مَالِ. How often is it that when we're asked to give money to the masjid, we start to think, how much can I give, how much can I give? If I have this much money, if I give this much in sadaqah, then I'll have this much left. And here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, sadaqah does not reduce from your mal. Does not reduce your money. But what happens? When our tawakkul isn't in Allah, then oh Allah, I'm giving it. Yes, it might be tough on me, but I know your hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that if I give it, then it won't reduce from my mal. That trust needs to be placed there in order for that to be fulfilled. Without it, and you're constantly thinking to yourself, oh, if I give it, I don't know if I have enough, then you're constantly going to be in anxiety. Oh, I don't know if I give too much, I don't know what's enough, I don't know if maybe I should just give a little bit. And here, this is how we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what happens after this? As Nuh alayhi salam is building his ship, his ark, وَيَسْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِنْ قَوْمٍ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ. They make fun of Nuh alayhi salam. And here's a very important lesson. And I know this is going to take a little longer, but it's very important. They started mocking Nuh alayhi salam. Why? Just like people who go out in the path of Allah and they invite people to worship. You see what I'm doing here? I'm talking about Nuh alayhi salam, but I'm giving you a practical example of this. They go on the path of Allah, they invite you to worship. People make fun of them. They mock them. Oh, what are you doing? You're kind of wasting your time. You're not going to get anything out of this. What do you mean, go to the masjid? Nuh alayhi salam says, in tasur minna. Okay. Go ahead. Mock us today. It doesn't matter. Because the way you are mocking us today, a day will come where we will mock you the same way. On the day of Qiyamah. Or, in this case, when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, be very careful of this. Very careful of what I'm trying to say. There are people who, subhanAllah, they are so obsessed, and alhamdulillah, with Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Deen of Allah, that they spend their lives trying to propagate it. They spend their lives trying to invite people to it, like Nuh alayhi salam did. And they're mocked, and they're made fun of. Just remember this one ayah. Not just this ayah. There's an ayah in Quran, in Surah Mu'minun, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيْكُمْ مِنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًّا حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ. It's very important. If you understand the words of Allah, the way Allah says, if you understand them, then you understand how relevant this is for Muslims. Because see, I quote Nuh alayhi salam's story, and who's mocking him? He immediately registered. It's the disbelievers mocking him. And here I give an example of people who make fun of Muslims, who go on the path of Allah, to invite to Allah. They're not the same. If you're smart enough, you might sit there and make this argument in your head. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes, and just understand how Allah says it. Allah says, there's a group of my believers that make dua to Allah, Allah forgive us, have rahmah on us. فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًّا حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي. Who remembers Allah? A disbeliever or a believer? A believer. And here Allah says, these people who used to call you to me, these people who used to worship Allah, these people who used to spend their time in the masjid, you used to mock them. فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًّا. Until what point? How much did you mock them? How much did you make fun of them? Hatta ansawkum dhikri, until it made you forget about me. Hatta ansawkum dhikri, until it made you forget about me. Who forgets about me? The one who believes in me first. When you believe in me, then you remember me. But you mock the righteous for so long. You mock them so much, it made you forget about me. وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ. You got your last. You got your last. Now, the point isn't to make the mood go down. This is to show you, just like how people during the era of Nuh alayhi salam mocked Nuh alayhi salam for doing what? Fulfilling the commands of Allah. The same way, ask yourself, do not ask yourself, just look at it, the way of the ummah. There are people who are just fulfilling the command of Allah by coming to the masjid, by inviting you to the masjid, by telling you to worship Allah, by telling you to do tawbah from your sins. They're only doing what? Fulfilling the command of Allah. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Subhanallah, that's all they're doing. So, if you see someone and he seems to find it amusing to mock those who may keep a beard, mock those who keep their pants above their ankles, or mock a woman who keeps a hijab, or mocks a woman who wears an abaya, or mocks a woman who covers her face, remind that person, they are only fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever being in such a situation. Ameen.